أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم للرجال نصيب مما ترك الوالدان والأقربون وللنساء نصيب مما ترك الوالدان والأقربون مما قل منه أو كثر نصيبا مفروضا صدق الله العظيم. Thus far the discussion circled around yatama, that is orphans. Here in this verse going forward, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala introduces us to the other aspect with regards to the orphans, and in general, when a person leaves this world, what happens to his inheritance, the shares of the inheritors, how much Allah ta'ala has apportioned. At the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the period before that from paganism, the Quraysh of Makkah and the Arabian Peninsula had a very unique principle insofar as the inheritance and its distribution was concerned. On the one hand, they acknowledged that when a person leaves this world, his inheritance must be divided, and there need to be some rules. But the rules were very biased against the weaker part of community. That is, they made a rule that anyone who is able to ride a horse and go into the middle of a battlefield and then be able to sustain him or herself, then such a person will become eligible for the inheritance of the deceased. So what would happen is, the children, the orphan children, were incapable of doing such a thing. The little girls and the women generally were incapable of doing such a thing. So the result of this principle was that they would not become inheritors. As progression of this deen continued, the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madina Munawwara, and this concept continued around in the Arabian Peninsula, a person, a sahabi, by the name of Aws ibn Thabit, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, passed on. Aws ibn Thabit had been survived by two young little daughters, little in the sense that they were girls, and on the other hand, a little boy, and of course his wife. The closest family members were Aws's brother's children, two sons, and they had become naturally the executors of the estate, the trustees of the estate, and now by their rule, they would take charge of the estate of Aws bin Thabit, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And as per their rule, they had judged that the girls and the young boy will not inherit. The widow, Aws's wife, she then, when she saw that they had taken, not only become the custodians of the wealth, but they intended to take possession of the wealth, she said to them that I am not capable of looking after my two daughters and my son, but leave the son, at least you two young gentlemen, marry my two daughters, you are the cousins. So in that way, I would be rest assured that my daughters are looked after and I would not have that responsibility on my shoulders. So that now, wanting to take the wealth, but they refuse to take in the two daughters as their wives. So she goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She places her case in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rest assured that here is an issue of zulm. On the other hand, no clear-cut verses had been revealed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with regards to the distribution of the inheritance. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then revealed these verses, and as a preamble, as an introduction, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, لِلْرِجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا تَرَكَ الْوَالِدَانِ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ. For the men is a share of that which the parents and the close family members leave. So here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala made it very clear that the male will also become inheritors of their father's or mother's estate, and then aqrabun, close family members. Now from here there are a lot of matters that has been deducted insofar as the fiqh and the jurisprudence is concerned, but it will be sufficient for us to know that besides parents, that sometimes a person may become an inheritor of a very close family member. And then thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, وَلِلنِّسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا تَرَكَ الْوَالِدَانِ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ. And for the women is a portion of that which the parents and or the close family members leave. Now, one would have looked at the sentence construction and one would have thought that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would have brought both of this in the same sentence or the same portion of the sentence, for the men and the women are portions, but Allah Ta'ala brought the men and mentioned the men separately from the women. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in this makes a very clear point that whether it is a son or whether it is a daughter, the son and the daughter, by virtue of being sons or daughters, will inherit from their parents' estate. It is not about being strong or weak. It is not about being by the means or not by the means. Just being an offspring, a son or a daughter, that becomes sufficient for a child to become the inheritor of the parents and of course of other close family members. Mimma qalla minhu aw kathur, from that which is less of the inheritance, aw kathur, or if it is in abundance, in all cases they will become inheritors. And of course thereafter Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala terminated nasibam mafruza, that this nasib, these portions had been apportioned and they have been fixed by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So there is no one that now can disinherit anyone. There is no one that can alter the shares of any automatic inheritor that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had deemed as an inheritor. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in this way sets down the criteria. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala begins with the introduction that one needs to now remove all other ideas from the mind of an individual. We will get concepts of this world where a parent sometimes may feel that one child is subsistent, one child is self-supporting, the other child cannot support, so the one that is supporting himself should get less, the one that cannot support should get more. That rule does not apply insofar as the Quran Sharif is concerned. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala makes it very clear that the fact that somebody is the child of the parent, by virtue of being the child, the offspring, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has apportioned a share and that share has been fixed. But Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, no one can remove any individual, no one can alter the shares of any individual. And in this very beautiful way, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala now abolishes the system that was in vogue among the pagan Arabs and the early times of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.